Today, I want to talk about spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. You might have a conversation of a people saying, spiritual warfare. The Bible made us to understand something. The Bible says in Psalm 115:16 that the heaven and heavens of heaven belongs to God, but earth he has given to the sons of men. And in heaven, his word are forever settled. That means in the invisible reality, his word is forever settled. Visible reality, his word is not forever settled. In other words, the earth that was given to the sons of men, they are sons of God, and they are those that are disobedient to the God's truth. In other words, that's the essence of the prayer and warfare. But I'm coming from a different perspective. Spiritual warfare in the Gospels is not fight against the devil. Hear me. It's not fighting the devil. That is one. Two. Spiritual warfare is not God and man. God and devil fighting. Is not devil and man fighting. It's not a fight. It's a different thing altogether. According to the scriptures, Bible said in Galatians 2:15 that Christ disarmed principalities and authority. That word, disarmed. A system that is already disarmed does not fight. Christ disarmed principalities and authority and made a public spectacle of them, triumphantly over them in it. In other words, Christ conquered them. And Christ conquered them not as God, but as man. Full stop. Spiritual warfare is not fight between God and Satan, and it's not fight between Satan and man. There is no fight. Praise Master Jesus. He has been disarmed. Then in Romans 8:37, the Bible says, more than conquered. That means Jesus is the one that conquered and gave to man to be more than conqueror. What does it mean to be a more than conqueror? We are more than conquerors. We are the one that is celebrating the triumphant expression or experience Jesus got when he disarmed the participants of ours. It's like somebody goes to play football after playing for football and he won a cup. Our group of people takes that cup and began to jubilate. That's got to be a more than conqueror. In other words, more than conquerors are those that celebrate the victorious experience Jesus had over the systems of principalities and authorities. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, spiritual warfare is enforcing the kingly rulership of the Messiah to enforce the rulership of Jesus Christ. That's what spiritual warfare is all about. In the heart of men and in all creation. Spiritual warfare is not fight between Satan and man. It's not fight between Satan and God. Spiritual warfare is enforcing the kingly rule of the King of Kings, Christ, in us. In other words, the one lives his life through us. What is he living a life through us? That anointed one is also called the Shepherd King of the nations. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What does he do? He does not just live a life. He lives his life ruling and shepherding whole creation and man through us, exercising his executive authority to and divine order to find expression in the heart of men and in all creation. That's what spiritual warfare is all about. Enforcing that very thing Jesus has had for man, that very victory Jesus has gotten for man, we insist that victory must find expression in the life of men. In other words, we insist, we enforce. It's like Nigerian police are not the people that made the law. The law are made by legislative assembly, the legislators. The Nigerian police enforce the law. In other words, if they see a place where a law is being broken, they go and enforce the law. For Christ is the conquered, the one that conquered. and he made us more than conqueror, and said, go. As you go, began to enforce the divine rule, enforce my victory to find expression in the heart of men and in all creation. That insisting, in other words, you can say spiritual warfare is a fight, or good fight of faith. It is a fight that has already been won, but we are asked to go and that winning to find expression in the heart of men and in all creation. That's what spiritual warfare is all about. If you go to Psalm 24, verse 7, the Bible says, so wake up, you living gateways, you ageless orders of destiny, welcome the King of Glory is about to come through you. King of Glory is about to come through you. When Jesus said, occupy till I come, occupy till I come through you. Praise Master Jesus. In Ephesians 6, verse 12, because in this context, we want to understand this word called spiritual warfare. What is it all about? What are we fighting for? Or what are we fighting? Let's see from biblical standpoint what Bible says we should fight for or fight against. It's not devil. It's not whatever thing. God, Bible shows us what to fight. What we should enforce the rule of Christ to find expression in. In Ephesians 6 verse 12, in Passion Translation, the Bible said, combat is not with human being, but with principalities and authority, operating in rebellion, mark that word, operating in rebellion under the heavenly realm. For they are class of demon gods and evil spirits that holds this dark world in bondage. That word dark means obscurity. That word means dark means obscurity. That holds this dark word in bondage. If you go to Middle Translation, Middle now brought those words beautifully out. Middle now says, we represent the authority of the victory of Christ in the spiritual realm. We are positioned there in Christ. Very important one. Now, he said, in that, from our elevated position in him, we confront, one, the mind games, two, structures of darkness, three, religious thought patterns, four, governing and conditioning human behavior. He now showed us what we should enforce the rule of Christ to come to find expression in. Mind games, structures of darkness, three, religious thought patterns, four, governing and conditioning human behavior. These are the four systems Bible says we confront. But we don't confront it with mere mouth. We confront it from our elevated position. What is our elevated position? In Ephesians 2:6, we said, now we are co-seated as one with Christ in his executive authority of God's right hand of power. Now we are, Bible said, position ourselves in Christ. In other words, there is an elevated position that man, God, Jesus made available for man. What is that position? Ephesians 2:6 showed us. Bible said, now we are considered as one with Christ in his executive authority of God's right hand of power. That's our position. Bible said, take that position. If you want to deal with these systems, if you want to enforce, he said, take your position. In other words, consistently meditate around who you are. Say after me, I am considered as one with Christ in his executive authority. I am co-seated as one with Christ in his executive authority. Bible says, take your position. That's our position. Keep on saying it. Use your imagination and see yourself sitting in that fire. I am co-seated as one with Christ. I am co-seated as one with Christ. I am co-seated. In other words, that's who we are. Secondly, because we want to understand this concept called spiritual warfare, and for us to know what we are actually enforcing the rule of God to find expression on. It is not fight between devil and man. Neither is it fight between God and devil. No. Bible showed us what spiritual warfare is all about. He mentioned it, mind games, structures of darkness, religious thought patterns, then governing and conditioning human behavior. Now, in 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 4, he now showed us something. That's what Bible says. that our spiritual weapons are energized with divine power. What does it mean? First, Bible says, take your position. What is your position? That I am co-seated as one with Christ in his executive authority. Authority is not what you I am co-seated as one with Christ in his executive authority. I am. First of all, take your position. Two, Bible said, be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with his force of his explosive power flowing in and through me. Say after me, I am considered as one with Christ in his authority, being supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through me. To do what? Oh, young Simon, that power that is flowing in and through, to do what? If you continue that 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 4, it now says, to effectively, in other words, the spiritual warfare, Bible says we should enforce the will of Christ. It says, one, take your position in Christ, which is your co-seatedness. Two, begin to meditate around your infusion with the strength of the King of Glory because of your union experiences. Now, as you begin to infuse yourself with the strength, the explosive power of resurrection dominion will flow in and through you. To do what? He now showed us in 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 4, what that thing we start doing in our lives. One, to effectively dismantle strongholds and defenses in which people hide. In other words, we are not fighting. We are simply exercising the dominion and authority of Christ to find expression in that system. Praise Master Jesus. That's what is called spiritual warfare. To effectively dismantle strongholds and defenses which people hide. In which people hide. There are strongholds and defenses in which people hide. Bible said, dismantle it. How do you dismantle it? One, take your position, which is your co-seatedness. I am co-seated as one with Christ. Two, be infused. How are you being infused? The same way I'm saying it. I am co-seated as one with Christ, supernaturally infused with his explosive, with his excessive strength through my life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through me to disengage. One, to dismantle strongholds and defenses in which you hide. That is one. Two, to disengage mindsets. Remember the mind games in Ephesians 6:12. Mindsets and perceptions that have held people captive in pseudo fortresses for centuries. This is what the Bible says we should do. Three, we demolish every deceptive fantasies, arguments, theories, philosophies that opposes God. The only thing that opposes God on the face of earth are deceptive fantasies, arguments, theories, and philosophies that opposes God. Four, Bible said, break through every arrogant attitude that is raised up in defiance of the true knowledge of God. Four, five, we capture like prisoners every thought and we insist that it abounds in obedience to the anointed one, to the mind of Christ. This is the area where God said, go and enforce my rule on. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, spiritual warfare, first of all, Bible said, take your position. What is your position? Your co-seatedness. I am co-seated as one with Christ. Two, he said that our weapon is energized with his divine power. How does it get energized? By being supernaturally infused with strength through our life union. The way I'm saying it, I am co-seated as one with Christ in his executive authority. So being supernaturally, I am co-seated as one with Christ in executive authority, supernaturally infused with his strength through my life union, your life union with the Lord Jesus Christ, which is stand victory dismantle, which people hide, to disengage mindsets and perceptions that held people captive in pseudo fortresses for centuries. We demolish every deceptive fantasies, argument, theory, and break through every arrogant attitude that is raised up in defiance of the true knowledge of God. We capture every thought and we insist that it bounds in obedience to the Anointed One. This is what we call spiritual warfare. It's not fight. It's simply exercising the dominion of Christ to find expression, one, in the heart of man. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Exercising the dominion of Christ to find expression in the heart of man. That's what it is. Spiritual warfare, I repeat again, is not fight between man and devil and man. It's not fight between God and devil. It's you exercising the maximum dominion and authority of the Messiah to find expression in the heart of men and in the atmosphere. Exercising God's dominion. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. What will the attitude in the heart of man begin to collapse? Two, the deceptive fantasies, the argument and theories that opposes God will begin to collapse. Three, every mindset, perceptions that were captives in pseudo fortresses for centuries will completely disengage and dismantled. Praise Master Jesus. Everything I've just said now, if you're not yet in Christ, it will not benefit you anything, because he's only in Christ. Our position is in Christ. Our infusion with strength is in Christ. Demolishing every system, sir, is in Christ. Praise Master Jesus. I say after me, I am co-seated as one with Christ in his executive authority, supernaturally infused with strength through my life union with Lord Jesus, stand victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through me to effectively dismantle the defenses and strongholds which people hide. We disengage mindsets and perceptions that have held people captive in pseudo fortresses for centuries. We demolish every deceptive fantasies, arguments, theories, philosophies that opposes God, and break through every arrogant attitude that is raised up in defiance of the true knowledge of God. We capture like prisoners. We insist that it bows in obedience to the Anointed One. Thank you, Father. Zania kabakoro koshene kete toto wale jene kete toto iyanda kabakoro koshene kete toto wale jene kete toto wale jene zania kabakoro koshene kete toto wale jene na kabakoro koshene kete toto wale jene ngeni kabakoro koshene kete toto wale jene izeni kabakoro koshene kete ne release into God Christ's kingdom galiazi kuria kataluru katetete. Everything I just said now is only in Christ. If you're yet to say Jesus Savior, put your hand on your chest now. Maybe one of these days, or maybe next week, we take these defenses, which people, those systems, mindsets, perceptions, we dissect them one after the other. Praise Master Jesus. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart. You came in the flesh. You came in my name. You died in my name. You were raised in my name. I confess your Lordship over my life. You are my Lord and my Savior. I receive eternal life. I abdicate my heart to you. You are my Lord forever and ever. The same prayer in Igbo, say only one that chineke m. Nekwele nibi anode mmadu. Anibi ane wun onwe him. Nibi ane him. Ane wun onwe him. Nibi eji zonu nekute. Nibu zonye mwem wenzoptam. Nana batamundu ebiye. No being can do chase again. A baby. Praise Master Jesus. Wow. Look for a Bible believing church around you and I go and then die with them. for proper discipleship.